Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Travis from AOL Church, and I want to thank you for joining us on our podcast. I pray this inspires you, encourages you, and leads you to your next step to connect with God. Enjoy the message.
But how many of y'all know that it doesn't matter where you've came from or what kind of things that have happened here on this earth? Now that Jesus is living on the inside of me, I am not of this kingdom anymore. I am of a new kingdom. And it don't matter what my grandpa did. It don't matter what my great-grandma did. It don't matter who's in prison, who ain't in prison. It don't matter who has slept with who and who has done what kind of drugs and shot it in their arm. I am now forgiven as far as the east is from the west. I'm a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become brand new. Did you come to just sit there this morning or thank God that he's still on the throne? That he's still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Woo! I have found David. I'll get to my text in a minute. The son of Jesse. I love it. It don't matter what, you might come from Chief Rusty Butt and the No Wipey tribe. It don't matter where you came from. God now wants you to be Chief No Wanna Sin. Amen? No Wanna Sin no more. Don't matter where you, what kind of lineage and what kind of blood is in you. What matters now is that the blood of Jesus, redemptive work, the power, come on, of Jesus, that blood that dripped off that Calvary and won at Calvary. The odds were against him, 3 days against him, but he rose again. There's resurrection power in you. Oh, man, you can sit there like a wooden Indian, but I'm going to be a wild Comanche this morning because I have seen what God can do for me. He said, I found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. You know, it's not only that God found him, but when he found the Lord, isn't it amazing how his heart connected with him? He said, God, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If it's to go up against the lion, I'll go up against the lion. If it's to go up against the bear, I'll go up against the bear. If it's just to tend your sheep, I'll tend the sheep. I'll be out here and not even be known by anybody. I'll be in the pasture. I'll just be the recluse guy that goes and plays the harp for the king in the corner. But God, if you can use anyone, you have my heart. I have your heart. He said, who will do my will? Come on, who's out there? If you're going to be battle-born and be geared up for the battle, you need to do the will of God for your life. Pastor, how do I do that? Come on, get in the church house. Get in the house of God. You begin to pray. You begin to read the word of God. You begin to see that he'll open your eyes to see, open your ears to hear. You'll begin to have a heart like him. You'll begin to see how he moves. God, do what you want to do. Be who you want to be in me. What I love about this battle-born killer here is that Jesus found him, the son of Jesse, one after his own heart. And then I'll look at the giant. And I want to ask you this morning, what kind of giant are you facing? Are you facing the giant that you need healing in your body? Well, if you do, I got good news for you. Psalm 107:20 says he sent his word and healed you and delivered you from all destruction. The Bible tells us his name is Jehovah Rapha. He is the God who heals. I'm also here to tell you Psalm 103 and verse 3 says this, that he heals all diseases. Come on, I'm going to say it again. He heals all diseases. I don't care if it's stage 4, stage 5. I don't care if it's type A, type B, type C. I don't care if it's AFib, BFib, CFib, DFib. If we even have any of those things. All I know is this, that he heals all diseases. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. That may be a giant in your life, but you doctors may have told you one thing, but Isaiah 53:1 tells us this. Whose report will you believe? I choose to believe the report of the Lord. It says in Isaiah 53:5 that the chastisement of our peace was upon him and that by his stripes we are healed. It says in 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes I am healed. If you're facing the face of that giant of healing and you need healing in your body, I believe today there is a healer in the house. If you're facing the battle of a giant of addiction this morning, I want to give you the good word, 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. The Bible tells us in James, blessed is the man who endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life that the Lord hath promised to those who love him. That word temptation means this. The root of that word is what? It's temp. It's temporary. I'm telling you, you get past that temporary moment in time and you put God on the throne in that situation, I'm telling you, he's there for you. The Bible says he never leaves us and he never forsakes us. You may be facing the giant of a relationship that's messed up. Ephesians 4:1 says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with longsuffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I'm telling you, he can place some things back together in your life. It may be financial. The Bible tells us this, that he supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I will say of the Lord that he is our refuge and he is our fortress. In him I put my trust. Luke 6:38 says, give and it'll be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. What am I telling you? We serve a God, Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. It may be the giant of children that's away from the Lord. Let me give you hope this morning. Jeremiah 31:17 says, there is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border. Come on, how many of y'all will get in faith and believe with me this morning that sons and daughters are coming back to the land of the living? You might be facing the giant of fear. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 1:7 that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, but of love, and of a sound mind. Okay, now to my text. 1 Samuel 17. There's something that I want to break down to you. If you're going to be battle-born, you need to see how the enemy works. And there's some things in our life, if we're not careful, we ain't going to have victory. We've got to be obedient to the things of God. And we got to be intentional of what is going on around us. We got to be intentional of the things we're looking at. We got to be intentional of what we're listening to. We got to be intentional of the things that we're saying out of our mouth. So we see in 1 Samuel 17, it says, now the Philistines. If we know anything about 1 Samuel, we know this all throughout the history of the Israelites. We know that there is an enemy out there, and it's called the Philistines. And not once does the enemy ever, like the Philistines, ever give up on pursuing you. He's always trying to come after you. See, it says now the Philistines because we see this because in text previous to this, they were after him time and time again. And it says now again the Philistines are after them. The Philistines wanted revenge. How many of you know there's an enemy that wants revenge on you? And so I'm trying to paint a picture to you to get you to see right from the very beginning of the text in chapter 17. It says the enemy is diligent. Okay, I want you to pay attention. We saw in the text before in 1 Samuel 17 here that the giant came out 40 days. That's why I will never say I'm sorry for you to not read your Bible every day of the week. Because there is an enemy out there that is diligent and he's coming after you. Every day he does it. Pastor, why do you do it every single morning? I know other pastors that only do it one morning on Facebook Live a week. Because every single day on Monday, the enemy is going to pursue you. On Tuesday, the giant is going to come out to the valley and pursue you. On Wednesday, the giant is going to come out and pursue you. On Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So it's every day. Come on, say every day. Every day you have got to fight the good fight of faith. You can't just do it on Sunday mornings. It says, now the Philistines, every day, every single day, the enemy is diligent. I'm asking you, are you diligent? The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. That word without is actually not the word absent from. That means it's there, but you're just not in it. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You meet any good athlete, he doesn't take days off. If he's successful, he doesn't take any days off. He is diligent to do his trade every single day. You know what builds confidence? Consistency. What will build confidence in your life is consistency. The things that your trade, Cody Busby on the front row here, he is confident of places that he goes. No matter how big of an electrical problem that it is, he's confident because consistently, day in and day out, he has studied the trade of electrical work, and he can pull up to a place and nothing is going to intimidate him. I've been under enough horses, not to say that there ain't times where I'm stumped or I stump my toe, but I've been under enough horses. When I pull up to a place, I am not in fear because consistently every day I have done the same thing. And when I pull up to a place, it has brought confidence for me to do the trade that I'm doing. Come on, if you're going to be confident in the things of God, you've got to consistently be in the Word of God. If you're going to be confident in the things of God, you got to be consistent to be in the house of God. The Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Because you know what's going to build your faith is iron sharpens iron. When you get around other people, the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of saints together. And when you get in a room together, you say, you know what? I can't believe the things that I'm going through, but I promise you there is people in your row right now next to you that have gone through what you've gone through or about to go through what you're going through. And so I'm thankful for people in the house that can build my faith and give me confidence that God never leaves me or never forsakes me. And so I'm here to tell you that there's an enemy out there that is consistent. There's an enemy out there that is diligent coming after you. But the Bible says he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I don't know about you. I don't want the world's rewards. I want rewards that come from a sea splitter. I want rewards that come from a wall breaker downer. Come on, somebody. That may be said in hillbilly term, but a lot of you got that. If I said it any other way, you wouldn't get it. But I want the reward that comes from the creator of the universe that shaped the worlds into motion, into formation. He said, now the Philistines gathered. They assembled. They gathered their armies for battle and were assembled at Socah. They were assembled at Socah, which belonged to Judah. Why was the enemy in their territory? I'll tell you why. In 1 Samuel 16, we see this, that after a great victory, Saul was tormented inside of his mind. When the enemy knows he can get inside of your head, he will camp up shop in your territory. Why did he get into their territory? Because he got inside of their mind. You know, I see it with believers all the time. They come up to the front, they believe God, they tithe, they give, they're believing God for a financial breakthrough. And then when their finances get in order, they become apathetic and lazy and weeny. Who am I talking to this morning? There's some of you, you've had a financial breakthrough. You believe God, you came up to the front, you gave, you tithe, you put your seed in the ground. But then when God turned it around, you didn't turn it around, God turned it around. God may have used someone or something to turn it around. He may have used a stimulus package. Oh, I believe a sermon coming on. Oh, Lord. Guys, write it down, staff, next series. Stimulus seed. Let's go, somebody. But I'm just here to tell you, you may have thought it been the government that pulled you out. Government ain't going to pull you out of anything. Only Jehovah Jireh, our provider. But I've been in ministry long enough to see people do this, that they fight, they come up to the front, they lift their hands, they worship, and they're believing God for breakthrough, and then they get breakthrough. And then they go right back to the place, just like Elijah did. They go right back to the place, they go right back under that tree. I don't know about you, but if God was there for that breakthrough, he's going to be for the next breakthrough as well. And I don't want to have to take 15 steps to get there. I just want to take the next step to get there. I don't want to take steps backwards. I want to take steps forward. But it's very easy to do. I see people do it in their finances. I see people do it in their relationships. Saul drops his guard. That's a great time for the enemy to camp out. We need to be aware of this. The enemy is always pursuing. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's like a lion. That's why we don't have cats at my house. You may have them at the barn. That's okay, but we don't have them at the house because, you know, the devil's like a cat and whatever. I don't want a devil in my house. Sorry, forgive me if that's, you know, if you have cats, we just, you know, whatever. Moving right along. Don't let the enemy come in, you know, into your camp right now and let you get offended about that. But he's like a lion. How many of y'all know he ain't a lion? Come on, I'm going to say that again. He may be like a lion, but he ain't a lion, because my Bible tells me that I serve the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. I serve the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is coming back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He may be like one, but he's telling us, be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, roams about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. It tells in Ephesians 4, 26 and 27, it says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. The enemy is always looking for a place to get in. I'm going to say that again. The enemy is always looking for a place to get in. Well, as I look at the state of America of where we are, we didn't just get there overnight. We got there through media. And it didn't just start in 2020. It started in 2000. It started actually in 1975. It started in 1980. You know how he creeped in? He creeped in through the door of entertainment. And even me, I'll raise my hand and say, you know what? It's all right to just watch a little bit of that. But I'm telling you, he's looking for doors of how he can get into you and get into your mind. How did he get here? Why is he in the land of Judah? This land belongs to Judah because somebody opened the door to let him into the house. How did he break through in marriage? I've seen people, they come up, they believe in God for their marriage. And then when God does a miracle inside their marriage, that man goes back to the couch and that woman does her own thing as well. And then in 2 years, they realize we're right back to the place that we were. Come on, I'm here to tell you this morning, you can't stop fighting the good fight of faith. No days off. I see it with healing in people's body. God set me free from COPD. They come up to the front. They say you only have so much time to live. They quit smoking. They do everything they can, and then they pick it right back up. Come on, I talked about this Wednesday night. There's things that you're blaming on the devil when in all reality, you can't blame the devil on your stupidity. You can't blame the devil for a blowout in your tire when you haven't been to the tire shop in 10 years. That ain't the devil's fault that you're a moron. Amen? That ain't the devil's fault it's been in your relationship when you're a J-E-R-K with a capital J. Come on, if nobody likes to be around you, that ain't the enemy's fault. That's your fault. Amen? Come on, who am I? Are you guys getting something this morning? You might just think it says now the Philistines, but God's trying to tell you something. We cannot let our guard down. And the Philistines camped out where the Israelites were. These Philistines, they were barbaric. They were Democrat. They were animals. I'm going back to Zuckatrez, I promise you right now. They were Republicans too, as we're seeing. They were animals who worshiped Dagon. Why did they want this? Why did they want this? Now, this is so good. Why did they want this place? I'll tell you why. They wanted this place because this road led to Hebron. They wanted this place because this road led to Bethlehem. They wanted this road because this road led to Jerusalem. All of these places represent something very big. It represented trade. It represented people of influence. But how many of y'all know that the enemy is always strategic on the places that he goes? We need to all know this, that the enemy is always strategic. They understood this. If we get into this territory, we will have a foothold into other areas. They knew this. Whoever controlled that region controlled all the other areas. And you might think to yourself, well, it's just a little bit of sin. This is something that I've always done. You've given your life to the Lord. You're a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become brand new. God, you can have everything, but you can't, you know, this thing over here. I just like this. I mean, it's poker night with my friends. I mean, God knows. You know, this is exactly what happened. The enemy knew if I can just grab a hold of that, I can take authority over his life. You know, we're in a tight place right now. We're in a tight place in our money right now. And so we've decided we're just going to stop tithing this month. You know what it's going to lead to is next month. And it's going to lead to next month. And what's going to happen is he's going to take a foothold and say, you know what? Since I got into this territory and their money, I'm going to be able to get inside of their marriage. Since I've taken over this territory here, I'm going to be able to not only go to Hebron, I'm going to be able to go to Jerusalem and to Bethlehem. See, I'm going to be able to get into their kids. I'm going to be able to get into their atmosphere. I'm going to be able to go into their jobs and work some things out. I'm going to be able to get inside of their family. Come on, their mamas and their daddies, their in-laws and their outlaws. I'm going to be able to stir the whole pot up from one little door of getting inside of there. Am I making some sense to you this morning? I'm here to tell you the reason that we have giants sometimes is because we invited the giant inside of our life. He said they were assembled at Socah, which belonged to Judah. They understood it. They understood. And what you need to open your eyes to is they were assembled together. The enemy ain't no slouch. He is assembled. I'm here to ask you this morning, are you assembled? Are you ready to fight the good fight of faith? Are you ready for the next turn? Are you ready for some things? If things hit the fan tomorrow, would you be ready to fight? They were assembled. Verse 2. Are you guys getting something out of this morning? Verse 2. Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and they camped in the valley of Elah and assembled in battle formation to meet the Philistines. They were in the valley of Elah. This was 4 miles from the king's home. So he's thinking to himself, this is 4 miles. He's thinking about the memories of him playing in this place. He's not far from his home of where he grew up. I'll tell you what's going through Saul's mind during this time. We should have never let him get this close. Come on. Have you let the enemy get close? And how have you let him get close? What are the things that you're watching over and over and over? Who are the people that you're listening to? Over and over and over. Come on, I know I can think of something else, but how many of y'all know in 2020, you were just one phone call away of the enemy setting up camp inside of your head? One phone call away. I talked to one cowboy on the phone. Oh, this is a bunch of baloney. I bathed myself in ivermectin. Right? You guys know that phone call. Oh, this is crazy. Oh, mask. I ain't wearing no mask. The very next phone call you talk to somebody, we're all gonna die. You get off the phone with them, and it don't matter how much that other person built up your confidence. It was easy for him to come and camp out right there inside of your head and say, maybe I am going to die. Maybe all these other things. Maybe I am crazy for the way that I'm thinking. It's so easy for us to fall four steps back, but I'm here to tell you this morning, we need to be intentional. If the enemy is intentional, I'm going to be intentional. He said he assembled in battle formation. Assembled in battle formation, never stopped fighting. The only thing that you ought to strip off of you is the weight of sin. Never should we come to a place where we take off the armor of God. He said, put on the full armor of God, not to preach what I preached last weekend or last Wednesday, but it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It says, put on the full armor of God. See, the reason he said that is because he knows that armor weighed up to 120 pounds. And if you are a weenie underneath the armor, you ain't going to be able to carry the armor of God. You've got to have your heart ready for battle. You've got to be already assembled in battle. See, the reason it says assembled, because there was a time where they stopped being assembled. There's never a time where you need to give up, throw in the towel. I don't know about you. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to throw down. I'm not going to get in the corner and suck my thumb and say, oh, woe is me. I'm going to continue to do what God has called me to do. Come on, there's some of you that need to come out of your place of apathy and apathetic. You need to come out of that place because you still got children to raise, Mom. You still got children to raise, Dad. Come on, you still have a husband that you need to take care of and cook for. Can I get an amen, somebody? And you're in a place of fear right now. God told me to tell you this morning that there is faith inside of this room. Come on, we haven't given up. We're not going to give any territory to the enemy. We're going to keep pursuing and stay assembled together of what God has called us to do and do what God has called us to do. Are you guys hearing me this morning? We need to be assembled in battle. Assembled in battle. Let's throw off the weight of sin. Let's not let him in the door. If we're going to be battle born, we've got to be ready to fight at all times. The next thing that I see in verse 3 here, I better keep moving. It says the Philistines were standing on the mountain on one side, and Israel was standing on the mountain on the other side with the valley between him. You know what God wanted me to tell you this morning? John, if you want to go ahead and come to play. God wanted me to tell you this morning, don't be afraid of the valley. You know what we love as Christians? We love the mountaintop. You know what I mean? We love the revival. We love it when at Mount Carmel, when God is pouring out fire, when people are raised from the dead. Come on, we love them revival moments. We love it. We love camp meeting. Amen? We love camp meeting. We love when people, you know, we love all those big things, but we get scared of the valley. You know what God told me to tell you in 2021, W-O-N, if you're going to win, God is calling you into the valley. You know what happens in the valley? Growth happens in the valley. If you go high enough on the mountaintop, trees don't even grow up there. You might can see way out in front of you. See, what's bad about the valley is you can't see what's out in front of you. You can't see what's around the corner. You can't see where it's coming from. You might be looking in one direction and it comes from another place. See, in the valley, how many of y'all know that's where vegetables grow? How many of y'all know that's where the water is poured out, where growth happens? It's inside the valley where God does something new inside of your heart. And he knew this about the valley. He knew that either things were going to be won or things were going to be lost. But God wanted me to tell you this morning, don't be afraid of the valley. Because in the valley, it's the place of conflict where the battle is either won or it's lost. God is calling you to the valley. Don't shrink in fear. He's calling you to wage war against the enemy. You know what God is calling you to do? Put the enemy on the run. The Bible says in Deuteronomy that the enemy comes in one direction, but he flees in seven. It's in the valley you need to learn to use the name of the Lord as a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are made safe. It's in the valley moments that God gets you ready to go up against the giant. And I'm here to tell you, if you're going to have faith for the giant to fall, you can't be afraid of the valley. You've got to put your enemy on the run because God wants you to live in freedom. God wants you to live in freedom. But don't shrink back. Don't shut up. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. And don't give place for the enemy to come and camp out in your territory. Come on, I believe by the Spirit of God, you can close your Bible and stand to your feet. I believe by the Spirit of God, there is people, if I've been preaching under the sound of my voice this morning, I believe there is people in this room right now that you say, you know what? I've opened the door for the enemy to come and hang out in my territory. He's too close to home. In fact, he's right here, right now, and I can feel him breathing down my neck. I just want you to be bold this morning. Who is that this morning? I've allowed the enemy. Amen. Come on, lift your hand. Be bold about it this morning. I've let the enemy. It may be an offense of something that you know better than to be offended about it. But the enemy has made his way in right in here. Come on, I feel the presence of God this morning. I feel the Spirit of God. I don't believe you should leave here. If you're going to be battle-born, you've got to start with this right here. Because he ain't going to give up. He ain't going to shut up. He ain't going to throw in the towel. You might throw in the towel, but he's not throwing in the towel. If you're going to be battle-born and ready, you've got to be ready right now. Come on, there's some things you need to give to the Lord this morning. Come on, keep your hand lifted high. Keep your hand lifted high. Lord, I pray for these right now in Jesus' mighty name. I pray for these, God. I pray for these that have let the enemy come in and camp out inside of their territory. Lord, I pray for these right now. Maybe it's the small things. Maybe it's the things they're looking at. Maybe it's the things that they're listening to. Maybe it's they became apathetic. Maybe they become lazy. Lord, I pray by the Spirit of God that you put a newness on the inside of them in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, restore things. Make things new. Come on, cry out to the Lord this morning. Lord, make me new. Set me free. Change me. Lord, may my steps be ordered of the Lord. Lord, I pray for steps to be ordered of the Lord right now. I pray, God, that you're opening up paths. You're opening up doors. God, behold, you're doing a new thing in their life. Lord, I lift up these dads. I lift up these moms to you in Jesus' mighty name. I pray by the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God. Lord, show them of that door that you've let them in. You've let the enemy in. I pray by the Spirit of God, you're comforting this dad this morning. I pray that you're comforting that mom this morning. Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, do what only you can do. I thank you that you're healing bodies. You're healing elbows right now in Jesus' name. You're healing hearts. You're healing minds. You're healing minds. I pray, Lord, that they would learn to cast all their care on you, for you care for them. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. If you receive that this morning, say amen. Still with every head bowed and with every eye closed. If you're in here and you say, you know what, Pastor? Especially coming into this year, I've realized that I've let the enemy into my life. I've realized that I've let the enemy come in like a lion and try to steal things away from me. Lord, I pray by the Spirit of God. I pray by the Spirit of God, Lord, that you're touching hearts. I pray for these that are out here right now in Jesus' name that are away from you. Lord, I pray that they would come to the land of the living. They would come to the land of the living in Jesus' mighty name. If you're out there under the sound of my voice and you're away from the Lord and you want to come to the Lord, the Bible says he will forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The Bible says that he sent his only son to this world to die on a cross for you and me. that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. With every head bowed, with every eye closed, I want you to examine your life. If you're away from the Lord, you say, you know what, I'm not close to him. I can honestly say that I was at a time when I was young. There was a time even years ago that I was, but I can tell you I'm at a loss right now because I'm away from the Lord. I believe this morning God wants to renew some things in your life. But maybe you're in here and you say, you know what, I don't know Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. Can I tell you this, that he is the life raft for you and me. You may be drowning under circumstances, but God will throw the life raft to you, and his name is Jesus. He'll forgive you as far as the east is from the west. It don't matter what you've done. It don't matter what you've said. It don't matter where you've been or who you've been associated with. God says, just like he told David, I will find you. The Bible says he seeks and he saves the lost. So you may be lost in sin. You may be lost in depression. You may be lost in doubt. You need someone to lean on, and his name is Jesus. The Bible says it don't matter where you came from. It don't matter. My granddad's granddad was a Bible believer. Your dad might be a Bible believer. It doesn't mean that you are. Just because you're inside of a garage does not make you a car. Just because you live in America doesn't make you a Christian. The Bible is very clear. He says you confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You want salvation this morning? You want him to save you? The Bible says he who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If that's you this morning, you say, you know what, that's me. That's me. I need to come back to the land of the living this morning. I want you to pray this prayer with me. You got believers all over the room that's going to pray with you. Just pray this after me. Say, Jesus. Say, Jesus. I believe you died on the cross, but on the third day, you rose again. Come live in my heart, Jesus. Make me new. Set me free. Lord, from this day forward, I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Still with every head bowed, with every eye closed.
Thank you for joining us today. You can stay connected with us through our website at renovlifechurch.org or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. God bless you and keep you.